The photo on the front of both the Irish Independent and the Times is that of a jubilant Alexis Spiras, the leader of the Syriza party, after winning the Greek election. There's a very different and shocking picture on the front of the Irish Examiner, that of the badly bruised face of Anna Babula. The caption over the photo reads, "Why didn't the Gardaí want to investigate this?" Michael Clifford writes that a Garda investigation has been launched into a failure to properly investigate an allegation by a Polish woman that she was raped and sexually assaulted while being held against her will in her assailant's apartment. There's a full report inside that paper. And that paper also has news of Greece's election on its front page, reporting that the victory of the anti-austerity party in the election raises fears of a new Eurozone crisis. And it's that story that makes the lead for the Times and Independent, with the latter reporting that Greece is on a collision course with the rest of the EU. All the papers carry the story and report on the possible ramifications for Europe. And another story that gets plenty of attention this morning is that of the possible sale of Aer Lingus. The Times says that the government is unlikely to make any decision in relation to the state's shareholding in the airline until officials in Brussels make their views known. While the Independent reports that Irish Rail is planning a new line to allow intercity trains to travel directly to Dublin Airport from Cork, Limerick, Galway and Belfast. It looks at the impact of a takeover of Aer Lingus, saying the move could weaken the regional airport if services were reduced. And a poll carried out for that paper and Today FM has found that a third of women in their 30s say they have put off having children because of financial pressure. It also found that working women in the same age bracket were only half as likely as men to have had a recent pay rise. Paul Cullen, writing in the Times this morning, says that staff shortages may result in kidneys from Irish donors going abroad. The organs may have to be exported because of a lack of staff to transplant them to recipients here. And the Irish Daily Mail reports that up to 4,000 nurses face being struck off for refusal to pay their annual retention fee, which rose from 100 to 150 euro this year. It says the nurses have until the end of February to pay or face being struck off. And the lead for the Mail says that if there's a water problem in your area, it's better to live near a minister. According to its front page story, two-thirds of Irish Water's urgent maintenance work is being carried out in the constituencies of either ministers or junior ministers. And the Examiner reports that two county councils ran up debts of nearly 30 million euro, buying land for social housing schemes only for the sites to later be deemed unsuitable for residential development. And both that paper and the Independent report that the Construction Industry Federation is to meet the central bank today ahead of tomorrow's expected decision on mortgage deposit rules. The Federation is also expected to voice its concerns about the central bank's proposal to the IMF. And according to the Irish Daily Star, the government has paid almost 2 million euro on outside PR consultants and photography costs since being elected in 2011. The paper has a list of who spends what. And it appears that third level students were overpaid more than 4 million euro in grant money during the 2012-13 academic year. The Herald and the Examiner report that SUSI, the body which oversees the payment of third level grants, has admitted the money was paid out in error and says it is currently seeking approval from the Department of Education to write off the total amount. And finally, one of the last surviving Irish veterans of the D-Day landings is to receive France's highest honour today. The Times reports that 93-year-old Michael Dalton will receive the Legion of Honour on board the French naval vessel Somme at Dublin Airport this afternoon. Mr. Dalton was a sub-lieutenant on a landing craft bringing Sherman tanks to Omaha Beach in the American sector on June 6, 1944.
Clodagh, thank you. It's 11 minutes past 7.